The idea for the initiative originated with a local singer called Thomas West. After performing on the NPR show From the Top, he and another musician on the show visited Dalewood Middle School, where they performed for some of the students. That visit was truly eye-opening for Thomas. He realised he and his friends had opportunities and resources available to them that simply don't exist in most junior high and high schools in Chattanooga and Hamilton County.
From the time I stepped in that building, we were treated like rock stars. We had kids hugging us. We had kids wanting to take photos with us, wanting us to sign their programs from the night before, because we found out later a lot of them had been able to come to the concert thanks to WSMC's involvement in sponsoring a lot of them. And hearing some of their stories that day, talking to the principal about how little arts resources they had, all of those things combined kickstarted a completely different vision in my mind, because I would have never thought that there would be schools out there that wouldn't have the same sort of arts resources as Macaulay. I guess it was just, I grew up in Atlanta. I grew up singing in a boy choir. I traveled all over the world. I've sung in 5 or 6 different countries. I've had everything handed to me on a silver platter. And then I moved to Lookout Mountain, which was like another little bubble. The culture there is pretty wealthy. It's pretty high class. Everything. My parents handed me every opportunity. They loved me. I had food to eat every single meal. I just never been even pictured the idea that there would be kids out there that didn't have that.
Thomas took his idea to his friend, Ralston Hardness, also a student at Macaulay. He agreed they should try to bring some much-needed funds for art and music programs in the public schools in Chattanooga and Hamilton County. They were both sophomores at the time, and despite feeling that they were probably too young for anybody to take them seriously, they forged ahead with a plan to make a CD featuring local musicians, both to spotlight some of the many talented singers and players in the area, and also as a way to begin raising money.
And that's a lot of what my whole vision came out of, was that, but I don't think I realized that these kids weren't being loved in the way that I had been growing up. And seeing that with the kids at Dalewood was ultimately the driving force that's kept this project going for 2 years, because there have been times where it's been so close to being over, where I didn't think it could continue, where we've had adults tell us no, where we've had times where we, as kids not knowing a lot about the business world, have made poor decisions, and where we've had to get back up and apologize and throw it off and keep going. But it's always just remembering that time at Dalewood for me that's kept it going, and recognizing that the project will be a success if just one kid receives some love by either being able to put a teacher into the school that can provide that for them, or just some resources so that they can draw a picture one day with the same kind of materials that Ross and I have at Macaulay, and to know that it's going to be a better day because they got to do that.
They also enlisted a couple of friends from Baylor, McKenna Quattro and Megan Daniel, both of whom are painters. They wanted to showcase local students with artistic talent. So while Thomas and Ralston began auditioning young musicians playing a range of styles, aged anywhere from 10 to 19, Megan and McKenna began looking for artists. The CD, featuring 17 local musicians, is now finished, and they are going to host a release party featuring some of the musicians on the CD this Thursday evening in the Chattanooga Theatre Centre. Megan and McKenna, meanwhile, will be showcasing the work of some of the young local artists they discovered in the lobby of the Chattanooga Theatre Centre on Thursday before the concert.
And we ended up getting about 60 submissions.
These are public schools, right?
Public and private.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you see any difference?
No.
Could you tell looking at the work?
No. There are kids that are just as talented at public schools. The only difference that I can see is that it's clear in some cases that they don't have the same materials that the kids at the private schools do. And we got a wide range of schools, too. I think we have some from Hamilton, East Ridge, Red Bank, of course, Macaulay, Baylor, GPS, CCS, Notre Dame,
I'm really surprised that you're talking to people 10 years old. Did you find anybody 10 years old who you felt, you know, this stuff was good enough to display?
The age, I mean, it's definitely, their talent is not as developed, but that's understandable for their age. But, I mean, we have some younger kids that submitted artwork that they're clearly talented, and it will develop into the kind of work that the older kids are doing.
Both Thomas and Ralston agreed that, like the visual artists, the musicians, who'd had the advantage of the resources and instruction in the private schools, had something of an advantage in the auditions.
In terms of the competition, did you feel that the children who had been in private schools at an age?
I would say so. I mean,
did it work out that way in terms of the results?
It worked out that way pretty dominantly. Mm-hmm. Even the kids that weren't in private schools that made it, all of them, as far as I knew, took private lessons elsewhere because their parents had the money to do that. But that's just the nature of music, I think. You're not going to find a lot of prodigies, you know, whereas I think visual artistic ability and music artistic ability are very different. Music is, both can be developed, but as a young child, you can learn pretty simply how to draw something, or as a musician, there's a lot more that goes into like learning an instrument and things like that. It's something you can't really, unless you're a prodigy, you can't really just pick up a violin or start playing piano and just make music. You have to kind of know what they do, you know.
This is Chandler Peppers. She's one of the musicians featured on the CD. She'll also be at the Chattanooga Theatre Centre on Thursday evening.
I think our ultimate goal is to have at least one arts teacher in every school in the Hamilton County School District.
How would you generate that kind of money? And do you conceive of this as a kind of inverted pyramid where it builds on itself?
I think so. I think the idea behind the CD and behind the benefit concert was to sort of throw out these little orbits of
inspiration.
Inspiration. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the word. This little ways of kickstarting something bigger. That's why we call it a project. And that's why at the benefit concert, we're going to transition to an actual program with a name change and everything. And the biggest way that I believe the program will sustain will be, one, finding more student arts leaders. Because ultimately, we started at the beginning of this interview talking about how we all are excited about going off to college in a year or so. And there won't be a lot that we'll be able to do if we're all over the country at different colleges. So we need other kids to step into our roles and keep it going. Along with that, we want to have a group of adults that we know will obviously stay in Chattanooga for a long time, that do have a passion for the arts and they're respected. With the idea being that we hope that the major foundations that we've talked to the past few months all over Chattanooga would consider coming together at the end of this spring and championing a huge grant for the program. The idea being that we'd see about funding 3 to 4 teacher salaries for, say, 3 years, and having them maybe go into schools throughout the Hamilton County School District and maybe spending a month at this school and then a month at that school and seeing the results in the school, seeing how it worked.
There's nothing now for you to do. You can go
The concert is in the Chattanooga Theatre Centre on Thursday evening, starting at 7. Details about the concert and the project are on the website letbeautyawaken.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.